This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. The Paralympic Games 2016 will get underway later Wednesday in Rio de Janeiro following the opening ceremony at the Maracana Stadium. The 11-day competition will see more than 4,000 athletes taking part from 161 countries. Christina Gangemi is a disability consultant to the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. She spoke to me about the success of London 2012 and her hopes for this sporting event. I just want to go back a little bit to 4 years ago, because obviously you would have remembered very well the Paralympic Games of London. And the organising committee there wanted the event to be really something that would elicit reactions of wonderment rather than sympathy, focusing the attention on sporting excellence. Would that be your view?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that what happened in London 2012 was that we saw a complete shift in the benchmark for Paralympic sport. And I think for Special Olympics as well, because I think their story became very much into the fore as well. People began to ask about all sorts of sports within the world of and lives of people with disability. But I think that it was certainly something that changed the way in which we saw disabled people. We stopped seeing the disabled body, or we stopped seeing a body that was different, and we started to wonder at how excellent they were at their sport, how they had spent years and years preparing for it. And actually, we were given an opportunity to see what Paralympic sport was like. And rather than being sort of like, oh, isn't it a shame that their body's like that, everybody was saying, gosh, it's absolutely fantastic that the human person and the human spirit can achieve such sporting excellence. So I think the coverage that it was given by the UK and the way in which everybody engaged and went to see the games really did mark a paradigm shift in how we saw Paralympic sport. And I think they definitely achieved a sense of wonderment.
Well, do you think that the Paralympics has changed perceptions about disability and what you can achieve?
Yes, definitely. There's no doubt about that. When Channel 4, not to advertise, you know, any particular channel, but when they started off covering the games, we were running a conference at the time in the UK called Everybody Has a Place that looked at the importance of sport in the lives and stories of people who've been disabled. But when they began, there was a certain hesitation in how they spoke about disability, and they admitted themselves on national television that they'd never covered anything such as this. But by the time we got to the end, you could see the journalists, you could see all of the people that surrounded the games. They really grew in their understanding of what it meant to be human, because by the end of the games, everybody, whether it was in the streets or on the television, were no longer talking about disabled people, but they were talking about human achievement. And we noticed in the streets people, you know, with prosthetic legs, and people who had all wonderful different shapes of bodies and ways of being human, were very proudly out in the street. And that was something that we began to notice as theologians in the field of disability. And we said, look, you know, difference has become the norm. For us as theologians, it was like seeing Catholic teaching walking around. You know, it was on the gift of life. So it was really a fantastic time. I hope that it will be the same in Rio. I really do. Yeah, it's a Catholic country. I think it's something that they should be celebrating.
So when you see athletes competing, what does it say to you about the dignity of the human person?
Well, it says that everybody is equal and every single person has the potential to achieve what's right and what's possible for their own body. I think that the image of surrounding Paralympics, you have the image of the superhuman. You hear that word, the superhuman. But I think I've said this before, all humans are super. But I think it's a little bit of a mistake to maybe use that term, because it sort of makes it denies their humanity just as much. It separates them from being just human. Athletes that are in Rio now, delivering their sport, engaging in their sport, are incredibly dignified human beings who themselves have given great dignity to their own bodies by saying, I really love that sport. I'm going to be the best that I can possibly be at it. And I'm going to train and I'm going to really engage with the body I have so that I can do my sport to my utmost ability. And I think that in some ways the dignity that the athlete gives to their own body is then there for us all to see and to share in. And I'm always struck when you see athletes before a race, after a race, who make the sign of the cross, who point to God, who stop and take time to pray before they, or however they express their inner spirituality, their inner spirit. It's a real example, I think, for society about recognize me, see, I hold such dignity in my own self, and then that gives dignity to all human beings. So I think it's got a very powerful message for the dignity of the human person, Lydia.
It must give a lot of hope when people with disabilities see Paralympians competing and who maybe say to themselves, do you know, I would like to do that. You know, I can do that. If I worked hard enough, maybe I could do that. It gives hope, doesn't it?
Definitely. I think that one thing we were very careful about when we did our conference and all of the work that we were doing and all the work that we do around sport and disability and faith is you have to be careful that everybody who's disabled isn't seen as a potential Paralympian. I was at Parallel London on Sunday. I was running with the charity I work for sometimes called Livability, and we were very much part of a big event in London called Parallel London. And people of all abilities, in wheelchairs, with walking on prosthetic legs, walking on some people had no legs and were still walking. People of all abilities, we all ran together. We did sort of like a 10K run or a 5K run or a 1K run. And it was just incredible to all be there together, no matter our ability. And I think that that's something that sport gives. It gives a language of community whereby everybody, to the best of their own body's ability, giving their body the ultimate dignity, can do what they can do without having to be, you know, an elite Paralympian. But the Paralympian shows what is possible for the human body with dignity and with hope. I think John Paul II said, sports contributes to the love of life. It teaches sacrifice, respect and responsibility, leading to the full development of every human person. And I think that's a fantastic way of saying, within sport, everybody can take part. And that's the most important thing, the taking part. So it gives hope for that, most definitely.
Just one final question. Apart from the medals, because obviously, you know, people go to games to compete and to win. But apart from that, I mean, what would your hopes be for this Paralympic Games in Rio? And what message would you like to see coming out of this Paralympics?
Well, I think that the Paralympics have started a little bit difficult, in a little bit of a difficult way because of the funding issues, and they've had to cut back for some athletes who've been training for years, 4 years, and more funding was allocated to the Olympics. So I think that, as for me especially, Rio and Brazil being such a Catholic country and such a country where the Christian faith is so evident and in our language and all that we do, I would like to be able to see the whole of Brazil really getting behind the games and behind the athletes and watching and cheering and celebrating as people take part. I think it's really important to get medals, but I think the message for me is that sport is a language of hope. It gives people a place to take part, participate, and be together, no matter their ability. But I think more than anything, it it's what you said at the very beginning, and I loved that first, you know, focus that you had on the first question about the sense of wonderment. What I hope is that at the end of the games, everybody once again, as we did in 2012, will be looking to say, you know, the human body and the human spirit is so incredible. It whispers something to us of God, as again John Paul II would say. It whispers to us something of God's desire for us all to be equal and to all enjoy human dignity. And I think for me that would be, all life is gift. And so sports, with sports, in every sphere of our lives, all life is gift. And I think that's what I hope will be the message that really shines out at the end of the games.